When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 3. Salut tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, je m'appelle Marc.
Et moi, je m'appelle Pierre Benoît.
Et nous sommes, bien sûr, très contents d'être ici avec vous encore une fois.
Je suis ravi d'être là.
So, as you know, we're following the stories of Sylvie, Monique, Gabrielle and Mathieu. And this week, we're meeting Gabrielle for the first time and we'll be listening to her email, the email that she sent to her friend Mathieu.
Et puis, comme d'habitude, il y aura beaucoup d'expressions idiomatiques, Marc,
oui.
De nouveaux points de grammaire et du vocabulaire très intéressant aussi.
Tout à fait. Alors, nous allons écouter maintenant le texte de Gabrielle. Vous êtes prêts? Allez, c'est parti.
Salut Mathieu. Comment vas-tu depuis ta dernière visite à Rennes? Je dois t'avouer que j'ai été assez surprise de ne pas recevoir de mail la semaine dernière. Tu ne loupes normalement jamais nos communications hebdomadaires. Dis-moi, ça ne serait pas en relation avec ce qui s'est passé la dernière fois que nous nous sommes vus? Si c'est le cas, s'il te plaît, ne t'inquiète pas. Je sais qu'en ce moment, tu te sens très seule à Paris et que tu as besoin de réconfort. Écoute, mets ce qui s'est passé de côté. Je sais que tu n'étais pas dans ton état normal ce soir-là. Tu avais peut-être bu un ou deux verres de trop. Notre amitié m'est beaucoup trop précieuse pour qu'on la gâche comme cela. Tu es mon meilleur ami. Mon confident. Alors je ne veux pas que cela change, et j'ai peur que si nous essayons quelque chose de plus sérieux, nous perdions tout. Je ne veux pas te perdre. Allez, tourne la page, Mathieu, et oublions cette soirée. Bon, parlons d'autre chose. Comment se passe ton travail? Travailles-tu sur de grands projets en ce moment? De mon côté, ça va. Je suis bien occupée en ce moment au salon. Je ne sais pas ce qui se passe, mais tout le monde semble vouloir changer de tête. Je ne me plains pas, car je préfère avoir du travail. Mais je ne compte plus mes heures. Je ne sais pas quand je vais pouvoir prendre quelques jours de congé. Sinon, j'ai croisé Thomas la semaine dernière à la gare. Ça m'a fait tout bizarre, car ça faisait une éternité. Je sais ce que tu vas dire, que tu ne l'aimes pas, car il m'a fait du mal. Mais bon, tu sais, on a partagé tellement de choses qu'il est dur de faire une croix sur notre relation passée. Enfin, ne t'énerve pas. On a juste discuté 5 minutes ensemble, de la pluie et du beau temps. Et puis, j'ai décidé de reprendre le sport. Je me suis inscrite dans un club. La semaine dernière, je suis allée à la piscine, ainsi qu'à un cours de body combat. C'était très intense. Je n'avais jamais transpiré comme ça avant. Maintenant, le plus dur, c'est de tenir le coup et de ne pas se décourager. Et toi, as-tu toujours le temps d'aller courir après le boulot? Bon, je dois te laisser, j'ai une grosse journée devant moi. Surtout, je te le redis encore une fois, ne t'inquiète pas pour ce qui s'est passé. Il me tarde vraiment d'avoir de tes nouvelles. Bise, Gabriel.
Et voilà, un texte très intéressant avec beaucoup de vocabulaire nouveau et d'expressions idiomatiques bien intéressantes.
Oui, des points de grammaire avec du subjonctif, Marc.
Il y a du subjonctif, comme d'habitude. So what we're going to do now is go through this text and I'll tell you a little bit about what the text involves. And I'll do this in English. Gabrielle lives in Rennes, a city in western France. She is writing to her friend Mathieu. It seems that Mathieu has recently visited her in Rennes And Gabrielle was surprised not to receive an email from Mathieu last week. She says, j'ai été assez surprise de ne pas recevoir de mail la semaine dernière. Because Mathieu never forgets to email her in their weekly exchanges. It seems that something happened when he went to visit her in Rennes, and Gabrielle is in fact wondering if it's because of this that Mathieu missed an email. In fact, Mathieu had had un ou deux verres de trop, one or two glasses too many, and he tried to kiss Gabrielle. However, she asks him to put what happened behind him. They've been friends for years and she doesn't want their friendship to be spoiled. Mathieu is her best friend, and she's scared that if they get more serious, they'll lose that friendship. She tells him, tourne la page et oublions cette soirée. Literally, turn the page and let's forget that evening. To change the subject, she asks him how work is going. Gabrielle works in a hair salon and is very busy at the moment. She's not complaining, but she doesn't know when she'll be able to take some time off. Gabrielle mentions that she bumped into Thomas last week. We don't know much about Thomas, but it does seem that there's a bit of a history with Mathieu, in that Gabrielle says, je sais ce que tu vas dire, que tu ne l'aimes pas, car il m'a fait du mal. So I know what you're going to say, that you don't like him, because he was nasty to me. We can assume then that Gabrielle and Thomas have had a relationship and that Thomas perhaps didn't treat Gabrielle in a way that Mathieu felt right. However, they just chatted for 5 minutes about nothing important, using a really nice phrase, which we'll come back to later. Gabrielle also mentions that she's taken up her sporting activities again. J'ai décidé de reprendre le sport. She's been swimming and to a body combat class, which was very intense. She now feels she just needs to keep up her level of activity and keep at the sporting activities. And that basically summarizes the main points of Gabrielle's email. Alors, passons maintenant la parole à Pierre Benoît.
Eh bien, merci Marc. On va regarder donc les quatre expressions. La première, c'est « mais ce qui s'est passé de côté ».
Une très bonne expression. En anglais, on dirait « literally put that which has happened to the side ». Maybe we would be more likely to say « to put something behind you ». Put it behind you. And I think that's a good example of something that we see differently in English and French. We put something behind us. Mais en français?
Eh bien, en français, c'est différent. We put it to the side.
Yeah, you put it to the side. On met quelque chose de côté.
Exactement, Marc.
Une question. Est-ce qu'on peut dire aussi mettre de l'argent de côté?
Ah oui, oui, c'est différent. Mais c'est si on veut économiser, par exemple.
Par exemple, donc si je mets de l'argent de côté, ça veut dire que je pourrais me payer une nouvelle télévision, par exemple.
Exactement, ou un nouvel ordinateur.
Tout à fait. Donc, mettre quelque chose de côté, it's to save up something for the future. And in this case, mettre quelque chose, mettre ce qui s'est passé de côté, it means to put something to the side, put it behind you. It's interesting when words have different ideas like that, when in English we're putting it behind us, in French you're putting it to the side.
There are so many expressions when the preposition in Mark is different in English or in French.
Absolutely. So let's have some examples.
Well, for example, in English you say to be fed up to the back teeth, I think.
Right, to be fed up to the back teeth, yes.
Oh, sorry, was that too Scottish there? I'm sorry.
In English we say to be fed up to the back teeth, but in French, let me think, you're fed up to over your head.
C'est cela, Marc, oui. En avoir par-dessus la tête. Je répète, en avoir par-dessus la tête.
So I could say, for example, j'en ai par-dessus la tête.
Oui, j'en ai par-dessus la tête de tes bêtises, de tes histoires.
Voilà. Donc, that was really two for the price of one. We got mais ce qui s'est passé de côté, and you've also had en avoir par-dessus la tête. To have it to the back teeth. Okay, I think that's enough for our first expression. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's move on.
Et justement, Marc, tournons la page, c'est la deuxième expression.
Tourner la page, literally to turn the page. Let's hear what Gabrielle said.
Allez, tourne la page, Mathieu, et oublions cette soirée.
So, turn the page, Mathieu, et oublions cette soirée. Another imperative there saying, let's forget. Oublions cette soirée. Let's forget that evening. Turn the page and let's forget that evening. One of the nice things about these expressions, tourner la page, makes me think of the expression in English, to turn over a new leaf.
To turn over a new leaf. I love it with the Scottish accent, Mark.
To turn over a new leaf, however, is perhaps a little more personal. It's about making a fresh start. Repartir à zéro. En parlant d'une personne, quoi.
Entièrement d'accord.
Mais tourner la page peut être un peu plus général. Oui. Tourne la page, allez, tourne la page. Allez, on fait quelque chose de différent, quoi.
Mm-hmm, c'est vrai, c'est vrai.
On tourne une feuille. On parle d'une feuille de papier en français.
Oui, oui.
In English, we would talk about a leaf of paper, but I think you would be more likely to talk about a sheet of paper. Mm-hmm. Une feuille de papier. Parce que les feuilles sont les feuilles des arbres.
Yeah, the leaves in the trees, yep.
Mais aussi, ça peut être une feuille de papier.
Totalement, totalement.
Prends une feuille de papier et écris...
C'est ça, ton nom.
Ouais. Mais en anglais, take a sheet of paper and write your name.
Or a piece of paper, as we say in Scotland.
Un bout de papier plutôt, en français peut-être.
Un morceau de papier.
Donc, un morceau serait plus grand qu'un bout.
Oui, yep.
On a un bout, a piece of paper is just the end of the sheet of paper, for example. Le bout literally means the end. So un bout de papier, un morceau de papier would be a little larger than the bout, perhaps a quarter size of the full sheet of paper. And then, of course, une feuille, which would be a sheet.
Yeah. But I don't think French people make the difference. I think they kind of use either or.
So if we're talking about a piece of paper, we could talk about un morceau de papier or un bout de papier.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same for bread, le pain, du pain, un morceau de pain et un bout de pain.
C'est pareil?
Well, if you're you're having a meal and you say, passez-moi un bout de pain, s'il vous plaît, ou passe-moi un morceau de pain, you're likely to get the same bit of bread.
Okay.
But originally, what would be le bout, Marc? What would be un bout de pain?
It would be the crust, because it's the last part,
exactly.
The end.
The end bit.
Okay. Donc un bout de pain, un morceau de pain.
Et puis moi, tout ça, ça me donne faim, là, quand tu parles de pain, Marc. Donc, est-ce qu'on peut passer à autre chose? Est-ce qu'on peut tourner la page, s'il te plaît?
Tout à fait, on va tourner la page. Et on va continuer avec la troisième expression. Écoutons ce que Gabriel a dit.
Ça m'a fait tout bizarre, car ça faisait une éternité.
Ah, an interesting expression. Not least because there's some grammar here that I'd like to talk about. So, ça m'a fait tout bizarre. En anglais, on dirait peut-être I felt totally weird or something like that. I felt really strange.
Yeah, or funny. And like, and you could say, ça m'a fait tout drôle.
Ok, donc ça m'a fait tout drôle. Et drôle et bizarre, c'est pareil
c'est, ou... Oui, c'est interchangeable. Je veux dire, on peut utiliser les deux. Hein.
D'accord. Donc, ça m'a fait tout bizarre, car cela faisait une éternité. Now, I find this really interesting, because I'm a bit of a grammar geek. And here, ça faisait une éternité. Déjà, on va parler du mot « faisait ». That's from the verb « faire », but listen to the pronunciation.
Faisait.
Now, how's it spelled?
F-A-I-S-A-I-T.
Donc, en français, F-A-I-S-A-I-T. In English, F-A-I-S-A-I-T. So, A-I would normally be pronounced in French, of course, as « et », as in « faisait ».
Mais c'est trop difficile. It's too hard to say so. Over the years, the centuries, faisait became faisait.
Faisait. So when you're talking about faire in the imperfect tense, you need to use that faisait. Je faisais, tu faisais, il faisait, nous faisions, vous faisiez, il faisait. Okay, so remember that. That's the first thing I wanted to talk about. However, there's something even more interesting here with cela faisait une éternité. How do you say I have been here for a week using ça fait in the present tense? Think about that one. You could say ça fait une semaine que je suis ici ou que je suis là. Ça fait une semaine que je suis là. So that's how you would say it in the present tense. And in the English version, we're translating that with a perfect tense. Ça fait une semaine que je suis là. That makes a week that I am here. I have been here for a week. Now, putting that back a stage in time into the pluperfect tense in English, I had been here for a week. Then we change the present tense in French, ça fait une semaine que je suis là, to the imperfect tense in French, ça faisait une semaine que j'étais là. That was making 1 week that I was there. I had been there for a week. So, in Gabrielle's case, she's saying, cela faisait une éternité que je ne l'avais pas vu. Okay, I think I'm getting a little bit too excited about the grammar here, so let's move on to our fourth expression. And this one was...
Maintenant, le plus dur, c'est de tenir le coup et de ne pas se décourager.
I like this. C'est de tenir le coup. Le plus dur, c'est de tenir le coup.
Tenir le coup ou tenir bon?
Et en anglais, on dirait quoi?
Hang in there.
Yeah. So to hang in there.
You're testing me, Mark.
I know. I'm liking testing you. You test me enough. Okay, the hardest thing, le plus dur, c'est de tenir le coup et de ne pas se décourager. So the hardest thing is to hang in there and not to get discouraged.
Or disheartened.
Yeah, another good word. Ne pas se décourager et de ne pas se décourager. Not to get downhearted, disheartened, discouraged, any one of these. But tenir le coup was the one I wanted to focus on there, to hang in there.
Maintenant, le plus dur, c'est de tenir le coup et de ne pas se décourager.
Tenir le coup. And coup is used in a lot of expressions, Mark.
It is indeed. And I can think of a few, but let's maybe leave those ones for the members' version. Alors, c'est presque tout pour cet épisode de Coffee Break French. That's almost all for this episode of Coffee Break French. However, we'd like to tell you a little bit more about the members' materials. I mentioned them there. And in the members' materials, you can find a full transcript of this episode in which we list every single phrase that has been discussed. You've got the full transcript, obviously, of Gabrielle's mail. And the members' materials also include our language study show, and that's about 25 or 30 minutes of discussion of all the language contained in this text. Of course, we provide a full transcript of that language study show also, which runs to about 20 or 30 pages of text. Now, to find out more about how you can access these members' materials, head over to coffeebreakfrench.com. Alors, là, c'est fini maintenant, je pense.
D'accord, alors au revoir Marc, à la prochaine.
À la prochaine, merci beaucoup comme d'habitude et à très bientôt. Au revoir. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.